6, Charles Allen Patricia Firestein, southwest of Road 266, 400 feet northeast of Road 266A, being Lot 4A within Cape Cove Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation required between units in a mobile home park.
I am representing the Firesteins, so I give you my name and address.
Yes.
Okay. David Kress, 2516 Falkwoods Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19810.
Do you swear testimony about to give, true and correct, best of your knowledge?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I am representing Charles L. and Patricia Firestein. I am with Raybold Manufactured Homes in Newark, Delaware. The applicants are not available to be here. They are in Florida. The applicants previously applied for a variance. You referenced case number 9339.00. That variance was applied for with the belief that their property was appropriately assessed for placement of a new Champion manufactured home of the size 28 by 48 box. In that there are no markers in the subject community, one measuring had to shoot off the homes on the other side. As the latter homes are angled slightly in the back, the initial measuring was difficult. In a later survey requested by Raybold to ensure that we were properly in line, a survey was provided by Miller Lewis Land Surveying Incorporated of Frankfort, Delaware. In turn, it was found that while the front of the lot was measured correctly, one additional foot variance was required on the back right, and an additional 1 foot, 6 inches was required on the back left of the lot to accommodate this home. The applicants respectfully request favor of the board for approval of the aforementioned variances to allow placement of the previously mentioned home. And I will note that the old home that is currently on the lot will be removed, as well as the underlying concrete slab, to allow for proper placement of the new home.
Okay.
If it would serve the board, the property I'm referring to is Lot 4A, Capes Cove Community, 249 New Road in Lewis, Delaware. I do have a parcel number if required. Those were the sequence of events.
Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Mr. Kress, in the application before us, twice it is written that the home will be 24 by 48, but I believe, it, unless I misunderstood you, you said 28 by 48.
I'm sorry, 24 by 48.
Okay, so what is in print is correct?
Let me just bear with me and confirm that. Make sure I didn't make a mistake. 24 by 48 box.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9446, as I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum that will afford relief.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9446. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.